Steve Mulk, hello, brother.
Morning, Mulksy.
Hello, Bilka. Hello, Jade.
Mate, you sound all festive. The Festival of Mulk has started. We're into December 1. A sensible man. He does Christmas when you should do it.
I'll listen to him. Would you? Hey?
You've got to lean into these things early and make sure you do them properly.
Yeah. Not too early,
though. Got the Christmas tree decorations and all that sort of stuff up at your place, Mulksy?
Oh, we are about to do it. Normally it happens when my wife, who works at a school, finishes up, so that'll be very shortly.
Oh, right. Very good.
Talking TV, look, we're looking forward to Carols by Candlelight. The thing is, it'll only be TV this year. There's no audience participation whatsoever unless you want to vote on the performances, a bit like Idol, but they won't set that up, will they?
Well, isn't that what Twitter's for? look, Carols by Candlelight, a Channel 9 institution, of course, a Melbourne institution, will still air on Christmas Eve, but yes, unfortunately, it will be live from the City My Music Bowl with no audience there. I believe they're trying to work out if they can do it. I think it's just going to be too hard. Same with Channel 7's Carols in the Domain. Now, the big controversy, is that normally the Carols in the Domain are on the last Saturday before Christmas.
Mm.
This year, because of the cricket, they've moved it to Wednesday the 23rd.
Oh, weird.
Very weird.
But it's already going to be weird, Mulksy, without an audience. Everything that I've watched on TV that's supposed to have an audience that doesn't just seems really strange to watch.
It's a bit hollow, isn't it?
Yeah, hollow's a great word. That's exactly what it is.
You look at Gruen, no one's laughing at Will Anderson's jokes.
No one does anyway. No, sorry.
Wow. They had to get the panel to relax and encourage them to laugh. Because initially they were like, oh, we're not supposed to laugh, are we allowed to laugh?
Yeah.
And if you've watched the most recent episode, they've actually gone, oh, no, it's okay to laugh at the jokes because there's no one else there to laugh at.
They've loosened up a bit. Mulksy, what about SAS Australia next year? Any chance that it might be coming back?
Yes, Seven have guaranteed that SAS Australia will return for a season two. Good. And I've got to tell you, the list of people that would want to be involved, well, the list of people I want to see involved in that and the list of people that want to be involved in that don't match up.
You don't think they'll have any trouble getting people, or do you think it might be a challenge?
Look, I think that the wallet might need to open a little wider to get some people involved because it wants some bigger names, especially now they've seen just how brutal it is. Though I suspect that we'll get, again, a pretty serious bunch of maybe C and D grade celebrities.
Like we normally get for celebrity shows.
You know, after The Undoing, Hugh Grant could actually be in SAS. I'd love to see him go through a mud pit, you know. And that won't happen anyway. But look, the thing is too, out of the year that's gone by, because this is the last time you'll be joining us, mate, who has been the strongest performer? Would, you know, Channel 10 has always lagged way behind. They're really limping to the end and really they've got no oxygen left, have they?
Yeah, they're really in trouble, and it'll be interesting to see where 10 land next year because we saw all of the massive cuts that they went through, including shutting down their Brisbane, evening bulletin. There's more cuts coming next year. There's no ifs and buts about that. 9 for Mine stood up, and again, are the number one network this year, though I think that 7 did really well. They did lean in and managed to pull some wins out of a pretty varied bag for them because they had some pretty big losses.
Slate of Origin, why did they bother?
Remember Pooch Perfect?
Nobody does. Mulksy, what about Australia's favourite animated blue heeler family, Bluey, an absolute favourite in my house, so clever, made its way to the US this year. What's going to happen next year for Bluey?
I guarantee there will be more Bluey. I can absolutely promise you that. This is a licence to print money for the ABC.
Fantastic.
It is doing such great business and it's so fun.
It is so fun, yes.
The Christmas special that is out right now on ABC iView is simply delightful. It's called Christmas Swim and you'll want to check it out.
You're a grown man, Steve, and you love Bluey, isn't it?
It's great.
Elko, have you even watched an episode? It's 9 minutes of happiness.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't have little kids anymore. Maybe that's
doesn't
why I'm
matter.
Not into
it's
it.
Fantastic.
And before you go,
my
Stephen.
My youngest is 13.
See?
Oh, so Isaac could do it. What is the show you love most this year, mate, before we depart? What was it for you or the big couple?
Gosh. Oh, yeah, there's about 8 shows in my top 2, I can tell you that. It's a bit of a tough reach. Look, there was lots of great drama, both Australian and international. We saw an amazing documentary on Netflix, of course, The Last Dance. Us checking out, you know, Michael Jordan in him reflecting all of his incredible life and what that has looked like. I have to say that if you're a West Wing fan, you loved checking out the West Wing special that they did as sort of a theatre experience. That was pretty great. But I think the thing that I loved the most, absolutely loved the most, was on, oh gosh, now I'm forgetting what it was on. This is not great. It was on SBS. It's an American series. It's called Why Women Kill. A very, very entertaining, across three different time zones, multiple stories at the same time drama. It was brilliant to watch. Why Women Kill, that's on SBS. On
tangentially linked to Killing Eve. I like that. So, yeah.
All right, a little light links, right?
Yeah, yeah. A light link anyway. Steve, thank you so much for
thanks, Moxie.
For
Merry
this year.
Christmas.